Hi there, Jamie Keat here today at Teachers Tech. Hope you're having a great day today. Today I want to show you how to use PowerPoint. So this is going to be a beginner's tutorial to make sure you can start creating some great looking PowerPoints right away. I'm going to go over the basics, how to make sure you insert new slides, how to add to the slides to get the most out of it. Also, make sure you check out my other video that I have on 10 powerful tips for PowerPoint. It's going to show you 10 quick tips with some great features to even get more out of it. I'll put the link down below in the description, or check above in the card also on that. So I do have everything timestamped in this video, so you want to skip to different parts. Again, in the description, click on that part and jump to that part of the video if you're looking how to do something specifically. So today, let's get started on this beginner's tutorial of Microsoft PowerPoint. So I'm just going to go ahead and open up my PowerPoint. I am using Microsoft Office PowerPoint 2016 in this tutorial. When I go down, I have it just in my taskbar pinned right here. But if you can't find it there, you might want to check to see if you have it set anywhere. But you can search for everything too. So if you're not finding something on your computer, you can see as I just start typing PowerPoint, it will show up there. So a few different ways you can get to that or any of the other applications on your computer. So when I first open up PowerPoint, just some things that I want to point out to you. You see all these templates, and I'll explain that in a moment, and we have our blank presentation. But what I want to talk about first is over here on the left-hand side. When I open this up, you can see I have a presentation that this is what I'm working on right now. I have some older ones too. So these would be the older ones that would be there based usually on the when I created them. Let's say you're working on a really important PowerPoint and you just want it always to be on the top of the list so you can easily find it when you open it back up again. Take a look at this little pin right here, so that when I click on this little pin, it will pin it to the top. You can see how it says pinned right here. Well, that means that it will always stay at the top, and I can unpin it once maybe I'm not working on that one anymore and I want to put a different one. You can just unpin it like that. So just a little tip when you're working on it. So I have all these templates, great templates. I love working with templates, saves you a lot of time. In this tutorial today, I'll be focused on the blank presentation, because after you know how to do these things in a blank presentation, you can go ahead and open a template and you'll understand everything. But at any point, you can change your presentation around to make it, you're not stuck with the template that you chose at the beginning. You can alter it and change all the details of it still. So don't worry about that. Just to point out, if I was picking a template, I would just click on it. You can see that I get options that I can pick some different colors to choose from. And then I can go ahead and hit create, and I would start with those colors. But so for this here today, I'll be just starting with a blank presentation. If you're looking for more presentations, you can see you can search online the templates right through here. And I could look through categories and just type in what you're searching for, hit search, and you're going to find even more templates to use. So I'm going to go ahead and create my blank presentation. So it opens up. I want to do a little quick walkthrough of how things are set up in PowerPoint. Across the top, we do have our tabs. So if I'm referring to a certain tab, all these ones, they look like tabs. You can click across them and get to different parts of the ribbon. So the next thing is the ribbon, which is this part right through here. So every tab will have a different ribbon to it. Everything's broken into the different categories. You can see under insert, I have things in different kind of categories inside of it, from images to illustrations to add-ons. Well, if you're there's one more section you can take a look at. If I click in, notice if I'm under, let's say, fonts right here. If I go ahead, there's this little launch button here. I can click on this and it's going to give me even more information to do some more customization, let's say, of the fonts. So whenever you see that, you can open that up. Something I want to point out, if you're ever looking for something in PowerPoint or any of the other Microsoft products, make sure you use this right up here, the tell me. You can just type in what you're looking for. For example, if I was looking how to animate something, you can see right away it comes up, and it's even starting to kind of guess maybe things that I might want and gives me a few more options. But whenever you're stuck, just take a look at that, type that in what you're looking for, and you're going to get a lot of good suggestions that will probably solve very quickly what you're looking for too. All right, so let's start by just creating a presentation, and it's going to be about the season. So I'm going to do what it says, click to add title. I'm just going to click in here and I'm going to write the seasons on this one, spell it correctly, and put my name underneath. I'll just write my name here, Jamie, and I have a slide here. So on the left-hand side, you notice it's like a little miniature one. This is where I'm working with, and the little slide over here that will show all the different slides that are coming. Now, right away, before I make any changes to design, I want to add some more slides and show you how the present works. So what I'm going to do is add a new slide, and I can do this in a few different ways. I could right-click and add new slide right here, and I do that a lot of the time. But you can also, under Home, you can see there's new slide right here, or under Insert, we have new slide. So there's a few different ways you can do this. So I'm going to right click and add a new slide, and let's just start with spring. And I'm just going to type right in the top of it. I could add a list of different things, maybe that I would want to talk about if it's getting warmer, and I could do a list and so on. I'm going to insert another slide, but this time I just want to show you, you have options on the how the setup of this is. So under Insert, I'm still in Insert, and this would work under Home too. But if you click under New Slide this time, rather than right up top on it, you have some options of how you might want it already set up. You can see, so this one's set up for comparison. Maybe you want a blank one. Maybe you want another title slide, a section of your PowerPoint on here. So if I was doing a comparison, maybe I set this up if I wanted to compare fall, and over here I'd have winter, and I could do a list comparing the two different things on this one. So now I'm just going to put one more slide here, and this time I'm going to go do the same way, and I'm going to put a blank slide in here. The reason why I'm showing you a blank slide is that so if you wanted to type anything in here, you can just go up to Insert. Whenever you want to put anything on a slide, use the Insert. So we go to Insert, and you can see we have text box. So I could go here and click, and I could have, maybe this time I'll just write spring again on this one. And now I can click off, and I can move this around anywhere I want on the page too. So if I click on it once, the lines are dotted, but if I click on the edge, it goes to a filled in line. At that point, I can do a few different things. I can move it around on it. You can use the circle to tilt if you wanted things on a different angle on it. If you wanted to work inside, you click once and you can be changing the words in here. But remember, click on the line if you wanted to move it around the page. If I wanted it gone, since I have it selected like that, I can hit delete and it will be gone. So if you ever want to undo what you just did, click the undo up top here and it will put it back. You can actually go through multiple steps here at a time. I could go back in history, you can see, and I can do multiple things at a time, and I can even redo to go back what I had before. Now, I just want to show you to present this, and I know this is kind of boring yet, but to actually take a look at your slideshow, at your slides, what you can do is go to slideshow right up here, and you can see I can present from the beginning, I could present from the current slide I'm on. I'm just going to do it for the beginning, click it, and now I have the seasons. I could arrow through it on my keyboard, so if I hit to the right, I go to the right. If I hit to the left, I go back on the slides that I already have. I could use my space bar to move ahead. I could even click on my mouse and it would move ahead. Let's say you want to get out of this presentation mode, use the escape on your top left-hand corner of your keyboard, the ESC, and click it, and you'll be back in edit mode. The other thing I just wanted to point out is you can kind of change this look too. Down at the bottom right-hand corner, you can see if you wanted to start your presentation, you can start it from down here too. If I click, and I'm back in presenting mode, hit my escape, I'm out. I could change it up if I just wanted only to see the thumbnails of this. I can change it back like so. Now, at any time, if you wanted to change the order of your presenting of things, you can click on a slide, make sure it's highlighted, and drag it around like so. So I could just move these around in different order. I could even delete them if I want. So if I hit the delete on my computer, on the keyboard, it will be gone. Try right-clicking. I right-click on a lot of things. Usually if I'm looking for something, it's going to be under the right-click once I have that item selected. You can see where I can cut, copy, I can make a duplicate of a slide, I could delete a slide, take a look, and you can even change your layout. So even after you've picked a certain slide layout, you can go through and adjust the layout right from there too. So if I wanted this to be the comparison, you can see how they've added and adjusted for that. So that's just some kind of the setup and just getting your slides ready. Let's get into the important part of making some great looking slides. Let me show you some quick ways to make some great adjustments to your PowerPoint. And the first one, using the slides I already have here, go up to design. And when you go up to design in your tabs, pick one of the items up here. I'm gonna go to this one right here and I'm gonna click on it. Notice what happens right here is it adjusted all of these for me. So I put on a title slide and now it gave me a different look, and I'll click on different one that match kind of a theme on it. What I like also about doing this is they give you design ideas. You can click on different ones if you wanted a different look for each one. They'll give you an idea. If it's not there, then they don't have it. But then for something like this, if I wanted a different one, I could try different ideas to get for the presentation. I'm just going to go back actually on this one because I just wanted to show you how quickly it would be. This is almost like using a template with it, but you can quickly adjust any of these or change on the fly. You can pick a different one and it won't change your content. It's just going to change the look to it. But let's look at a different way. Let's to make some adjustments to this, and let's start with just the font here. If I wanted to make some quick adjustments to the font, you want to select something. If I go in here, I'm going to triple click and show you what happens. So I'm going to go in here and triple click. When I triple click on a line, it selects the whole line. Notice how the gray area is all selected. And it also gives me this this right here, which is the same that's in my under the tab and under the right up here in the font one. So rather than going up there each time, I can triple click, select it, and I can make changes to my font right through here. And if I wanted a different color, I'm just going to pick some colors just to be able to show you. You can see how quick you can make those adjustments on it too. So once you get those in place, so if I double click, so just so you know the difference between a double click, if I double click, it will select the one word here. If I double click, it will select the word here, but a triple click selects the whole line on it. So making some quick adjustments to the font, let's make some quick adjustments to the background too. How I like to do this is if you're going through, you can change each background if you want or apply it to all. I right click on this. So if you're ever looking for something, again, use the tell me. I could type in background up here and you can see how it starts to go through. I want format background right here. And it pops up over here. The way I usually do it is if I right click, I just go to format background right here. But I just wanted to make sure you knew that. Tell me, it will find the things that you're looking for too. So let's say if I just wanted to adjust the background here, I could do it with a solid fill. The color is right here. So if I wanted maybe a blue like this, and you can see the font doesn't work too well with this one. So maybe I adjust it to a yellow and that will show a little bit better on it. I could go through and use a gradient. A gradient is a nice way to maybe soften up the background or try a few different things. I can adjust the gradient through a few different ways. You can see there's the preset gradients through here, but I can change it from the type if I want it more of a radial. I could change the color of each point. So with a gradient, it's all these different things that are happening right through here. So I'm going to just pick a different one here. I'm going to pick a linear and I'm going to adjust the colors in this one. So I can drag this a bit and you can see how adjustment, but when I have a certain one selected, I can go through and pick a different color. I'm just going to pick this one and you can see how it changes everything up. So I could go through and change each of these up. I'll pick a different color here. And a little bit down in the corner that it changed a little bit more. If I wanted to adjust this and bring out the corner a little bit more, I can adjust all these things here to get the look that I want. I could apply it to all the slides or I could reset the background. So I'm going to reset the background. I don't want to use it. I just wanted to show you. Because the other thing you can do is put a picture or a fill. So if I put the picture or fill, it defaults to the texture fill that's there. But what I want to do is show you the, if you had a picture you wanted uploaded, you could go through file this way and grab it from your computer. I like searching online a lot of times. So if I go through here online and then I can go through and then I go, let's say if I'm looking for summer and maybe I'll pick this one right here and insert it. Now I have this image here on it. Maybe I move my title around because I want it to be in the sky so it just sees a little bit more. So same thing with my name here too. So just some quick adjustments to the background. The other thing that you can adjust through this background, notice on the font here. So if I have my font selected, there's text options too. Now I can go through and actually do a fill or solid, so you can see a solid fill. I can do the gradient fills on all these. I can even put pictures inside my font. So for instance, I'll click off it so you can see a little bit more. So if I went to a gradient fill, you can see it's the same gradient that was there before. Maybe I use a preset and it changes to it. We have our pattern fill, like so. We also have our different options. Look at text effects here. So if I wanted to, I'll just go to reflection. I can adjust a reflection here to come down, and you can see right at the bottom to it. So you can do a lot of these things right inside PowerPoint to get kind of almost something like a Photoshop that you used to have to do in Photoshop just by going through and playing with all these different options. So that's some ways to make some design changes with this. And remember, if you wanted to apply this to all, you could apply it to all and the image goes right through, and then you could take a look at how it presents after that. But you can also go back. Don't worry about anything that you've done. Remember, you just go back and get it back to the way you had it. So let's do a few more things to get the design even better now. So let's look at a few more things you can insert under the Insert tab. I'm going to go up here, click on Insert. So remember, when you want to put something into your PowerPoint, it's going to be inserted in. Now, first of all, we already talked about some fonts, but I just want to point out WordArt also is another way that you can write some things in a nice looking font. And I'll just pick an example here and I'll just write Winter. And I can move this around and you can see how it comes out in a WordArt form. If I increase the size of it, you can see how I can make the font larger. At any time, I can go through and click on different designs and change the text fill or have a different outline to it. So very quickly to do different, just a different way to add it. And of course, you can click it, delete when you're in. Done. So let's say you want to put some images in here. I'm just going to show you a couple different ways to do that from uploading from your computer or from online. So if I want to get maybe some stuff that matches these pictures, I'm going to insert a picture right here and right from here. And I'm going to take it from my computer. So I'm just going to take this sun right here, hit insert. Comes out really large white background. I can resize this here too. So I'm just going to resize it, grab the corner, drag in, and I'm going to put it just over here because this is where I have summertime. But I can also search for things right inside online. So if I look at inside insert pictures again, if you had more, you could go from there, but you can also use online. And let's say this time I want something for rain. And I'll just use these clouds here, hit insert, and I have these transparent rain clouds. So no white background on this one. Notice at the bottom, it always cites the pictures that comes from. If you want that gone, you can select the bottom, hit delete, and I can resize these ones here. At any time too, so once you put your images in, you can actually make changes to them. If I look on this one, if I wanted to make some adjustments, double click on these and what you're gonna get, and brings you to the format, but see how you can make corrections right through here. So if I wanted, if it's brighter, you can see how I can quickly make some adjustments to it just by using the different options. So you can go through and look at all these different ways to enhance your pictures. I'm just going to go back a few steps here and I'm going to insert one more picture on this page here. I'll just go from online and I'll just type snow and I'll put this one right here in it, like so. And this one I'll move, and you can resize these pictures like I showed you before. The other thing is when you're working with different layers, you can also if I drag this over, notice this one is on top of this one. If I look up top here, bring forward, send to back. If I click on this one, send to back, now it's behind. So you can always change the order of your images very quickly on it. A lot of times I'll just right click on it and you can see how you can bring to front, send to back just through there too. I'm just gonna move this over to this over here. So the other thing I wanna show you with your images here are these different formats. So you can easily put things in frames on it. If I click on these, you can see how you can adjust really, really quickly to get some neat looking ones. So it takes this white square, makes it look a lot more interesting. What I like with PowerPoint, what you can do is I'm just gonna undo these steps here. I'm gonna get rid of the white background and I'll show you how easy it is to do. I wanna make sure this is transparent. So I'm just gonna double click on this. You see over here, it says remove background. I'm gonna click on this. And if I look though at it right now, it didn't get everything quite right. I want the hand to stay in these points. I can go here, mark as keep to keep, and I'll click on this. I'm just gonna now mark the hand here and just put a few dots in it. It's gonna grow over here a little bit more, just here. And I think it's getting better and better. I got a couple more places, maybe this one right here. And I won't make this perfect, but that's getting pretty good right here. And I got one more spot. When I think I get it the way I want, I can go ahead and hit keep changes. And now I have the transparent background. So go ahead, if you put in that white background, you can make it transparent right inside PowerPoint on this. So that's just some ways you can play with your images, enhance your images, layer them on top of each other, and make some changes to the look to it. Let's go through a little bit more and let's look at how we can add some animation to these pictures and then transitions in between the slides. One more thing I just wanted to show you with the images is cropping. So if you want to crop an image, if you double click on the image, make sure you're under the format. Crop is over here. So if I click on crop, I can go through and bring my handles in and get it to the point where I want, or bring in the sides. And I'll adjust this a little bit. When you get to where you like, you can just click off of it and that image will be cropped. All right, so let's move over to some animation here. So I'm gonna go use these images just to show you some basic animation. And I'll click on this this little snowflake first. When I click on it, you need to click on it. We can go to animation and we can add an animation in. So let's say if I wanted it to swivel. So I'm gonna go over here and click swivel. And it does the swivel. Now I'm gonna view this through my, I'm gonna present it just this slide, click here, slideshow. Nothing's there, but when I click, it appears. So if I'm going through giving my presentation, when I click, the animations come out when I want it to. I'm gonna hit escape. Let's add some more animation here. I'm gonna go to, let's have this one fly in, comes in from the bottom. Don't want it to come from the bottom. Take a look right here, effects options. I want it to go from bottom left. You can see I can change the direction where I want it to come from. Now, this one, I'll just add one more here and I'll just make this one pulse. Nope, I'll leave it at that one. So I'll hit play. So this one will swivel. This one flies in. And when I click again, that one pulses. So I can also change the order. Notice that there's a 1, 2, 3 here. I can change the order of these around to different ones depending on which one I want to come first. So now if I played it again through this one, I can go through and play it and it's gonna go through in the different order. Now I like going through and hitting the present mode from there, but there is also the preview right up top here. You can see it will just go through and play it automatically for you, just the way you have everything set up. So you don't have to play it. I just like to do it with the click to test it out. All right, so let's look at transitions here. So that's what's happening in between the slides. So if I go to this first slide here, transitions is right beside animation. And what I can do is, I'm gonna put random bars on, and that's the transition that it will start with. I can apply this to all. So if I click apply, those random bars go in between each one right here. But I want, let's say for this purpose, a different transition. So I can click on this one and I'm gonna go fall over. And then that was kind of a cool one. And I'll pick one more and we'll go with drape for this last one. So I'm gonna go ahead and present my slideshow. So I'm gonna go to slideshow and play from beginning. So I have my transitions. You can see how we've dealt with some of the fonts, how we can make cool looking fonts here. We have another transition. We have an animation, another animation, another animation. We've changed our background color. And as I click through, another one with different images and crop. So now it's up to you to kind of change, change the look and get things, your plan of what you want. At any time, remember what I showed you before, if you go back to your design, you could just simply click on these and get a whole new design system there. And you can go through and use these design ideas to quickly adjust your presentation into, so it's never done. You can just quickly adjust, or you can undo it too. When you get to where you want to be, remember to be saving your PowerPoint. So if we go, we can click up here under the save, or else you can, if I go back to file, you can see the first time you'd probably want to hit save as and save it to a certain spot. A lot of times I'll be just saving on this PC, but you can save on OneDrive so you have access through the cloud to get through this, or you can share it with different people. So when you're saving it on this PC, I would just click and I would find a certain spot, give it a name. I'll just call this the seasons here. And then I can find the spot right in through here, the folder. I'll just leave it on my desktop for me. Hit save, and I can, and it's saved now. So this is just the beginning of the PowerPoint, to start playing around with it, just show you some of the cool things you could do with it. Take a look at that other video that I showed you about those 10 powerful tips to get a little bit more out of it. I'll have some more PowerPoint information coming out. So if you're interested, hit that subscribe button and that little bell notification so you know when my new videos come out. Thanks for watching this week, and I'll see you next time here at Teachers Tech.